This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Tuesday, 7th July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Tonight, the skies over Israel are clear, with a warm breeze sweeping across major cities like Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. Perfect conditions for an evening stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Jerusalem Post, just in, two ships attacked in the Strait of Hormuz following a reported Iranian missile strike on a Qatari tanker. Both ships sustained structural damage, according to UKMTO, though no casualties or environmental impact were reported in either case. Also, Walla reports earlier today that tensions rise in the Strait of Hormuz as a drone strikes an oil tanker. The British Maritime Security Agency confirms this incident following earlier missile fire from Tehran that caused a fire on a Qatari vessel. Also this hour, JNS reports Israel is preparing a post-Hezbollah-Lebanon peace pact. Teams from Jerusalem and Beirut will meet in Rome to draft a full agreement for implementation once the Iranian terror proxy is no longer a threat. Separately, I-24 News highlights that Israeli Zaka volunteers continue their search for bodies under the rubble in Venezuela. And finally, JT informs us that Muslim groups have launched an anti-BDS initiative. This comes alongside a new program by psychologists to combat anti-Semitism in mental health care. Here's what people are saying online. Mark Dubowitz, a noted analyst, posted minutes ago that Iran's recent attacks on ships show its concern over losing control of Hormuz. He points to alternative routes and improved oil supplies as challenges to Tehran's leverage. Carmel Melamed, an Iranian-American journalist, commented humorously on Argentina's recent World Cup win, aiming some cheeky remarks towards the Egyptian team's coach. David May, a foreign policy analyst, noted with pride the significant Israeli achievements, comparing them to past historical events against Egypt. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Strait of Hormuz, two ships were targeted in a reported Iranian missile strike this evening. According to the Jerusalem Post, both vessels sustained damage, but there were no casualties or environmental threats. This attack underscores the fragile security in a region critical to global oil trade. Turning to the peace efforts between Israel and Lebanon, JNS reports that both nations are preparing for a future without Hezbollah. Representatives will meet in Rome to draft an agreement. This could mark a significant step towards stability in the region, provided external influences diminish. Meanwhile, in Venezuela, Zaka volunteers are actively searching through rubble, as reported by I-24 News. Their efforts continue to bring closure to families affected by the recent disaster. This showcases the humanitarian reach of Israeli organizations beyond their borders. On the diplomatic front, Muslim groups are taking a stand against BDS. As JTA reveals, they're launching an initiative to counter boycott movements and foster dialogue. This initiative could pave the way for more inclusive discussions in the geopolitical arena. On the economic front. First, CTEC reports the Recanati family has taken control of Maccabi Tel Aviv in a $50 million deal. This move ends a proposed investment by Rapid CEO Arik Shtil, solidifying the family stake in the basketball club. Separately, Ynet Business highlights that Tangos AI has raised $20 million to enhance financial crime investigations. Founded by Israeli entrepreneur Eyal Azoulay, the startup is set to aid banks and government agencies with its autonomous AI technology. And finally, Globes reports NVIDIA has inaugurated an expanded R&D center in Beersheba. This new facility is three times larger than before, and the company plans to hire hundreds of new employees, boosting the local tech scene. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 11 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.